I am gay. Suck my fucking dick.
No, we're already going.
Oh, nice.
how embarrassing that would be if, like, other people had that tick, but they were on, like, NPR.
Yeah. Like fucking... I'm David Bean Cooley, and I suck my father's penis.
My dad is black, and his dick is too big for my pussy. Oh, I'm Terry Gross. My black dad's big black penis is fucking me. Anyways, where were we? Adnan is... I love him so much. He's so charming to me. I'm fucking queer. I can't wait to suck a cock. I fucking love sucking cock. We're back on cock talk.
Cock talk.
Cock, yeah, talk. I knew we were recording.
Cock talk.
I'm going in a new direction here.
The gay direction.
A direction, a queer direction. You're on queer talk.
Shouts out to fucking car talk, man.
Yeah.
One of my
going?
Most cherished memories randomly of my childhood is blasting car talk, going to Einstein Brothers Bagels, and hitting Marshalls with my mom for the Husky section, baby.
Yeah, dude. I was just in Marshalls yesterday. Marshalls is hilarious.
I fucking love
they don't
Marshalls.
Have cell phone service in Marshalls, so you can't check to make sure you're not buying, like,
oh,
know,
really?
Chinese knockoffs. Yeah. Because I was getting a comforter, and they had, I don't know if that's all Marshalls, but.
Yeah, you just went to a basement.
Yeah.
It's conspiracy.
That's how the Nordstrom Rack is in, on 14th.
Yeah. So I went to Marshalls. I was trying to get a comforter, because at Macy's, they got those hotel collection comforters that cost, like, fucking $900 or whatever. So you know they got to be good. That's what makes something good, is that it costs too much money.
Yeah.
And so, but if you go to Marshalls, you can get that same comforter for like $30.
Hell yeah.
The hotel collection shit. So, but it's just the name, and then the inside's filled with, like, you know, Chinese people's hair.
Right. And then the thread count might be different.
No, it's when we say down alternative, we mean an alternative to Down syndrome hair, which we also sell. Man, is it? Do you do that often with your breast?
No, I just was kind of getting a raising my arm, and it just felt like, you know, had to shake it out a little
bit.
So
for the audience, Stav is shirtless right now.
Well, Nick
now
was shirtless. And he said we're going to shirtless podcast.
No, I
podcast.
Changed shirts. I put
and
on a more
thought,
comfortable shirt.
Fuck it. I'm not going to let my boy be the only one shirtless. I'll,
now
I'll
you're the only one shirtless.
And now I'm over here bearing this cross.
It's not fair.
That's crazy, dude. Your midsection looks like those stacks of proofing dough at Domino's. Shout
good
out to
shit.
Anybody that's ever worked in a pizza restaurant. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Those big blue trays filled with
it's delicious. I know
expanding
what you're saying.
Dough.
My body looks delicious. Like
no,
dough.
No, it looks like it
tasty,
looks
like
a minimum treat. Wage prison.
A treat that
an
women
icy
want to
minimum
put in
wage
their mouths.
Prison. A fucking walk-in freezer.
They want to kiss it until they get down to the sausage. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Kiss my stomach until you get down to my cock.
Yeah,
that's what I meant by sausage.
I thought you could probably put that together. Under to your cock?
Huh? No.
Because it's under
your
stomach.
No, it is not under my stomach. That is a common misconception. I am not
under
that
the sea. How about like an under the sea song, but it's under the C-section scar? And it's that lobster eating pussy. He's like, he loves divorced women who got divorced because their husband couldn't handle their C-section scars.
Wouldn't you,
Cheryl, it's your fault for having your pussy was fucked up, and now you have this gross scar, and
wouldn't
I can't
it be the
fuck
opposite?
You anymore.
Eating a pussy and fingering a butthole.
No, dude.
It's hard to make it straight.
I was cesarean.
Yeah, were that's you? Because your dad's dick is so small. We already talked about this.
Right.
I like that my brain can only work a certain
back.
Way.
I know.
Yeah.
But wouldn't a guy prefer a C-section?
I think
than
if you push
his wife's
if
pussy
you,
getting
if you
wrecked
still push,
by vaginal birth.
Your pussy gets wrecked if you're pushing hard.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you to push.
But exactly. But what I'm saying is, what you need to do, if you're smart, you want to keep that pussy intact, you go straight
I'm gonna
for the
be,
C-section.
I'm
going to
be such a feminist that I get a C-section for my wife. That's where they cut
hell
my
yeah.
balls open and put the sperm in her pussy.
Directly into her pussy.
So I don't even get to get
you don't
hard.
Even get to come or get hard. Wow.
I don't come, I don't get hard.
And you're conscious the whole time. You're screaming.
They crack my nut like an egg.
Like a fucking sunny side egg.
Yeah.
Just the jizz drips oozes out. We should go.
Oh, screaming.
I love you, honey.
We should go with Sob.
He will not divide us. He will not divide us.
Yo, by the way, someone, I think actually Big Cat, retweeted that fucking video of the lady screaming.
The
no!
I just watched that again last
it's
night.
The funniest
it's, so
video.
Fucking
it's
great.
The funniest video. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I guess it was just the anniversary of that video, right?
It was
Trump's inauguration. Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, that happened on Gay 20.
Oh, shit.
That's what they...
January 20th?
They call it Gay 20.
They call it...
It's like 420, but for gay guys.
Zero Gay 20?
That's where you smoke another dude's car.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Legalize gay sex.
Gay sex should be legal.
Yeah.
Legalize sodomy.
There's a guy named Blowjob Marley who's like, does a lot of very gay music.
Check in on penis. Lively up your ass.
Yeah. No. A power bottom soldier.
No.
Getting
penis,
fucked in my ass.
I cry because I want to suck it.
I fucked the sheriff.
Woke up this morning, and the three little birds.
No, Adam can't do it.
Come
on,
sorry.
You're really bad at this.
Come on, bro.
You're so gay. You probably think this song is about you. You're so gay.
You're so gay.
You know that song was written about
you.
Warren, I actually do.
Actually, it was written about you, Adam. Rosemary Clooney said in an interview recently that she wrote it about you.
Really? I thought it was someone else.
It's Rosemary Clooney.
No,
George Clooney's mom.
Carly Simon.
No, that's "You're So Vain," you fucking idiot. That's a different song.
Wait,
I'm talking about "You're So Gay."
Oh, okay.
A song by Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, okay.
And it's about you, and she said that in an interview.
I didn't know that was
a
song.
I would just think it's a parody of "You're So Vain" by Carly Simon.
No, the Rosemary Clooney song came out first.
Mm-hmm.
"You're So Vain" came out afterwards.
So she was doing a parody.
And it's by Nancy Sinatra.
It's not Nancy Sinatra.
It's Nancy Sinatra. Yeah. And that's also
this
about you.
This dick was made for sucking.
And then Carly Simon covered it, and then her cover was about somebody else. But both "You're So Gay," and then the Nancy Sinatra "You're So Vain" are about you.
Yep. Oh, okay.
That all checks. That's all true.
Mm-hmm. "You're so gay, you're so gay. You probably think this song is about you, but it's actually, it's about a guy named Adam Friedland. He's the gay guy in the song." We all know that classic.
Yep.
That classic.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to look it up on Spotify later.
Is that George Clooney's mom?
It's his aunt, I think.
Oh, shit, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a real singer?
And Nancy Sinatra has to be Frank's daughter?
I think so. Yeah, she does that. The only song of hers I know is that Mambo Italiano. I saw her on a game show one time. I was watching old game shows, and they're like, "Now, let's meet the stars." And it's like, Shirley Bottomsworth, you know?
Yeah, it's like
Michael Sanderson, and everyone's like, "Michael Sanderson!" You know, and it's like, who the fuck are these people? I guess these people that were, like, famous in, like, 1971.
On the Buzzer Network?
Yeah.
Right?
An old, ugly, skinny lady. A gay guy.
Yeah, a guy that's gay that can't be, so he's just game. She's 70s game show.
Yeah, he's just doing sassy
looks. And they're like, "I wonder when he's going to get married.
A fat guy sweating.
He's so charming."
Yeah.
"I wonder when that man is going to settle down and
that man
get
like
married
catch.
And finally take off his extremely tight bow tie and expose his frail, delicate body to his lovely, overweight wife." His lovely, autistic, overweight wife.
Damn. Are you sad that you're gay now and you can't have a beard, Adam?
You're saying that because I can't grow a beard?
No. I'm saying if you grew up in the 70s, you can have a beard.
Oh, a beard, like a gay beard.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have one, Dasha.
Yeah, but we all know. I mean, that's only a matter of time. Her career takes off. She leaves you.
Of course.
It's going to be great when Dasha starts fucking Brandon Wardell.
No. It's going to be someone else.
No, it's going to be Brandon Wardell.
No, it's going to be
like a fucking strong version of Adam.
Let's see.
It's going to be someone.
Let's see who you got
annoying.
Cucked by last time. A private DJ lesson consultant. This time it's going to be the only person in the world worse at comedy than you.
Oh, wow.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate not being the worst.
Yeah. Congrats, man.
That was so funny. We got to talk about you getting owned by that lady.
When she said that maybe you could tell some jokes next time.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So funny. Yeah.
I didn't watch it. Because
you shouldn't watch it. I'm pretty embarrassed by it, to be honest.
Yeah, I actually canceled my subscription to Kike.TV
before
you went on. It was my favorite channel, and then I heard that they were having you on.
Salute.
On their panel show, Jew Eye.
Yeah, Jew with Tom, for the gay
Tom
guy.
Schill Jew.
There were like some straight up like Nazis on the show before me though.
Whoa,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's this one guy that belongs to this political party in Israel called Yisrael Beiteinu, which is like the Russian far right wing party.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. They're like,
wait, he's in Israel?
They're like MAGA guys basically in
but
Israel.
In Israel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess that is like where the most of them are, you know.
If but I got booked by a cum boy. The guy, some guy yeah, that works yeah. there listens to Cumtown.
That's hilarious.
And I guess he...
Book me and Nick next, guys. We have some
You
really
guys should be on the Israel political channel.
Opinions. Yeah, dude. Do they know that I'm was a Red Eye regular?
Yeah.
A beloved yeah. member of of the delightful panel show Red Eye on Fox News?
With what's his name?
Presumably Shalou? A comedy
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Where you show up and then they just say things at you and you're supposed to... I guess
they don't
be
give
funny.
You the bits yeah. before.
You're supposed to riff with they. Well, they tell you what the topics are at like 3 p.m. and then you show up at like 6 to tape it or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, "Yeah, write stuff for this." And it's like, "No, you no.
You're paying me $0.
You have writers, yeah,
yeah,
yeah." Well, yeah, I also made $0 for my.
Oh, that's a real shock.
Yeah,
yeah.
Going on.
Oh,
Israeli
yeah. The snack.
TV.
Nah, they had good ass cookies though in the green room.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, and you get to see Jews. Like Bill O'Reilly, you know, storming around.
That's
and
funny.
Lou Dobbs, just pissed off about shit.
Pissing his pants drunk.
Yeah, and but they had you know what are those little cookies were in the center? There's that like raspberry flavored like,
yes.
dot.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
of course.
What are those called?
They're,
I don't know what they're called, but
they're
I would never go buy those. But
absolutely not.
It just is a rare treat here.
It's
and
a good
there.
Yeah, listen. That's
Aren't
a good palate
Keebler
cleanser,
cookies?
But I'm not. I don't really fuck with those, honestly. The little jam in the middle type shits.
Yeah,
I don't really fuck with those.
They're nice when you have a little cup of free cup of coffee. And you say, maybe I will have a cookie.
My problem is they don't mesh well with most cookie flavors.
You know what's bullshit? Macaroons.
Mm-hmm.
They're yeah. just shit cookies.
Yeah, but they're sort of the appetizer of the cookie world.
Nah,
words.
You know what it is? It's,
Pop
it's
one
a
in your
fake
mouth.
Business for rich women.
I agree with
That's
that.
That's where macaroons come yeah. from. Some rich man's, like, daddy's girl who's in her late 30s is like, you know what? I'm going to do something with my mm-hmm. life. And then she starts a... Macaroon/cat cafe.
Well, I think the macaroon craze is over. I think that was a thing.
It was supposed to be yeah. the new cupcake,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But listen, I'm not mad at macaroons. I would take a macaroon over those little raspberry cookies. You know what I'm saying? Those raspberry cookies go
those
to any Christmas parties.
Are good.
Them, those shits are getting
you
left.
Know what my business is?
Those are the last things to go.
My rich man, my fake rich man business, edible Gundams.
That's good.
A That'd place where cool. you go in, you build your own fucking gingerbread gun. Very intricate gingerbread
I love
Gundams.
It. I love it.
We're not talking some bullshit gingerbread man or gingerbread house. Like,
gears that work.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're talking like you cannot walk in there and not have like extensive experience with
oh,
model
fuck.
Building.
What about like a gumball cannon? You shoot gumballs
that
into
would be
your
cool.
friend's mouth.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember that in Evangelion. I don't think
or
that
a web,
happens.
Or a whipped cream cannon.
I don't remember that happening in the manga. So, but
is that there's got to be
into
one?
That?
No,
no.
What not. The fuck is Evangelion?
Yeah, what is that?
I just know that that's like a thing with Gundams in it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's an anime that I think
nice.
That might be the one that has.
Okay,
Gundam.
No Gundam. Wasn't there something?
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Was
Gundam,
it called Gundam?
Gundam
Star
Wing.
Or
Wing. Yeah, yeah.
Gundam Wing.
Gundam
yeah.
Wing.
Because
yeah.
I remember
that
I
shit
think,
rocked.
I don't. I've never seen it. I just remember thinking it was so funny that it was so close to condom and being like,
"Oh, that's
how
true.
Does nobody?
Condom.
It's just called condom."
Yes,
and everyone was like, "No, well, at least
none of the people that were had sex they
yeah,
made
yeah.
Gundams, so they
yeah,
never
yeah, yeah.
It never.
They're like,
to
what's
them.
A condom?
Right, right.
Do you
right.
mean a Gundam?
Well, yeah.
They're like, no, it's a thing that goes over your penis. And they're like,
yeah.
no, it goes over your whole body.
A Gundam.
Yeah.
A Gundam
is a suit you wear to prevent you from having sex.
Oh God. I had the.
Yeah, no, you didn't have.
I had
it
15
you fucking
seconds
bitch.
Ago.
You don't
yeah,
understand how to build a bit up.
God damn it! I had that.
I was just.
This is why Brandon Wardell is gonna fuck your girlfriend.
He's not gonna fuck my girlfriend.
He's gonna roll in on a skateboard and being like, huh. I met Justin Bieber.
Okay, first of all, he cannot skate. Second of all,
he drops in.
She's moving to New York.
Yeah, well, so it's
so
going to be
she
someone
can get
else.
Far away from Brandon Wardell.
So who's it going to be then in New York?
It'll be a New York fixture. Maybe Tim Dillon.
That would be funny. Yeah.
His return to women.
He eats her pussy to taste your dick.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
That being that gay, that you like pussy to taste dick.
I might go to Modell's today and get one of those. I've graduated past foam rolling to those little massage balls.
Yes.
Not lacrosse balls.
I know what you're talking about. The little spikes.
They're a little bit bigger. They're like the size of those, you know, like a kid's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like for... like
for children,
for like Super Shot or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. A mini basketball.
Mini basketball. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Like one of the like a little bit bigger than a
one
softball.
One of those is Adam's dick, and a regular basketball is my dick.
That's true.
For the listeners.
And my dick is
moon.
It's the entire Earth.
No, it's a koosh ball. Your dick is fucked up, and it's like stringy.
Yeah,
and
that's
much
right.
softer.
That is my dick. It's easier to palm and dunk. So who's got a cooler dick?
I do.
Only black guys can palm yours.
Yeah.
With huge hands.
That's right.
What's wrong with that? Stav's, you racist? Stav's dick is a basketball that deflates after 30 seconds.
And I'm like, just chill. It'll reflate. Just let's
it'll
chill out and watch.
Yeah. You're like, you want to go to the concession stand?
No, your basketball deflates, and then you just list everything you've eaten for the last 48 hours.
Yeah, let's just, yeah, sorry. I hit the nacho bar.
I had a
bar.
Whoopie pie.
Bro, my dick is on the comeback swing. I'm a three day straight, no smoothies, going to the damn gym, okay? I'm eating clean.
Yo, by the way, fuck New York Sports Club.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, they're getting the official
the anti-cometown
fuck
you. They didn't let you cancel?
They're shady motherfuckers, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They'll tell you can cancel over the phone, and then they'll say you're canceled, and then they'll continue to try and bill you.
Whoa.
And now they're calling me saying I owe money, and then they emailed me. And I emailed back. I'm like, no, I want everything in writing. So tell me what I owe and itemize it. And they just won't respond to it. They're just going to call me so that they can bullshit over the
phone.
And they won't do. And in the same company, like Town Sports International, they just got like a $20,000 fine from like Washington, like their Washington sports clubs doing the same thing where they tell you, oh, yeah, you're canceled in person. And then they don't cancel you and then continue to charge people afterwards. I mean, like my card changed a couple months back and I didn't update it with them because they just raise my rates without notifying me either by phone or by email, which are like my preferred contact.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we mailed something out. I'm like, yeah, I didn't get it. So
suck my nuts, mail. You know no one fucking checks the mail, motherfucker.
Yeah,
yeah. You
know
what you're doing.
So I don't know. Yeah, fuck that company.
Fuck them.
And then if they don't email me back, I don't know what to do because they're going to eventually send it to a collections agency
right,
and I'll just have to dispute it with them. Cause
damn, that's fucking...
If they can't provide a copy of my contract
that
or
sucks.
Anything that shows that I... Oh,
right.
But yeah.
Damn, dude.
No, it sucks because it's like this is like I'm trying to get better credit, and so I have to jump through all these fucking bullshit hoops with secured credit cards, and then it's shit like this fucking gym, which I'd prefer just not deal with. I mean, fuck you. You want the money? Suck my dick.
Honestly,
and figure out a way to get it other than
and I know this
damaging
sucks,
my credit.
But you might as well just pay them a couple months and then move on with your life.
I don't want to pay them anything over the phone. If they give me a list of things that I fucking owe,
yeah.
then fine.
You
I'll pay
up,
it. But
I'm gonna have to go in person probably.
And do what? They'll deny that I fucking went there in person. I don't like. It has to be in writing. I'm not doing anything
in
person.
They'll give you something like that you sign that says you're released from the contract.
I don't know that they'll do that.
I think that's what gyms do.
Yeah. All right. Well,
PF Planet Fitness.
Also, I don't have a contract. I was month to month for like a year.
Oh,
interesting. Well, you need something, dude. I'm sorry to hear that. Me and the good folks at Planet Fitness Story, we haven't had any run-ins yet, you know? But if you want, I'll go fucking... I'll go shit in every New York Sports Club shower there is, man, for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want me to do that?
No, I mean, if this doesn't, like, resolve itself, then... I mean, I've already done what I can, which is broadcast to 80 million people.
Yeah, that's right.
They're a shady company.
That's
with
right. We
bad
got picked up
practices.
By Indian, the biggest channel in India also, by the way, guys. Cometown
did?
Yeah, that's how we get the 80 mil.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just signed distribution deals with India, China.
Yeah.
Antarctica.
You know what's funny is those Indian guys would probably love the Indian guys we do on the show.
That's true.
Yeah,
they would be flattered.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I love Sundar so much.
So what is it really racist, guys? Think
no,
about it that way.
It's no, a tribute. Asians love being racisted too. Real Asians?
No, yeah.
I don't mean these American. I don't mean a guy named like Dan Nguyen, you know,
sure,
who's
sure.
like, how dare you say that to me?
Right,
and it's like,
right,
all
right,
well,
right,
you don't have
right.
the voice, so
right.
I don't even consider you Asian.
Yeah, yeah. yeah what yeah. happened to that slam poet that was mad at you?
Oh, yeah, that guy from Singapore.
That slam poet from Singapore.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
a slam
yeah,
poet
like
from Singapore who was mad at me, but he lives in Singapore where they like don't have freedom of speech.
Right.
So he's like, this guy should be in fucking jail.
Right.
And they were like, he should be executed by the state. And he's like, that's what you get for making fun of Chinese New Year.
Fuck. Didn't Chris Brown get arrested in Singapore?
Did he?
For some? Yeah. Maybe for lewd, maybe for lewd lyrics. You never know.
Really?
I don't know.
I love that spitting there is illegal.
Yeah.
Swallowing only, bitch.
Yeah.
You better catch the whole nut. Them's the laws.
Drink the nut like it's the raw egg milkshake from Rocky. But not the first time, the last time where he can do it.
What?
Do you guys remember that?
Where he he
makes that raw egg milkshake immediately in
drink,
the movie.
But he spits it out at first.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, huh?
I don't
remember
that.
That's the beginning of the montage. And at the end of the montage, he gobbles it like girls should gobble our nuts. That's what I'm saying.
I thought, what is he? He comes home. I thought that was part of the scene where it's like you're first meeting Rocky, and then he goes home to his shitty fucking apartment,
mm-hmm.
and then puts on that that Glenn Frey song.
Mm-hmm.
Which
The Heat Is On?
No, the one about the it's like,
is that Glenn Frey?
I don't know. Maybe it isn't Glenn Frey.
It's the heart of my penis.
No, maybe it isn't Glenn Frey. It's like that
Glenn Frey is from the Eagles, right?
He is. Oh. Yeah.
Hey, how about Glenn Berger?
Speaking of Rocky and speaking of the Eagles, did you guys see that guy drive a Doom buggy up the Rocky steps?
No, that rules. Yo, after Philly was going buck ass wild.
After they made the Super Bowl, some dude drove a fucking Doom buggy up the Rocky steps.
You see the guy? They greased up all the fucking light poles with Crisco.
So no one could
so that
so
no one
could
would
climb
fucking
them.
Climb
and
them.
Then they figured out a way to do it anyway.
Of course they did, dude.
Yeah, they also Philly also had a secret Bill Cosby stand-up show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
did they?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Cosby
did a show.
Did some time at a jazz show.
Legend.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently it was
Bill
well
Cosby.
Received.
That's hilarious.
And I think
sure,
the woke take
comic.
For 2018 was, did we jump the gun on accusing a black man of rape?
Oh, it comes back around.
And also, ageist.
Wait,
ageist
how about this? Oh, so how about this, guys? Conspiracy theory. Cosby had grown tired. He reached the pinnacle of stand-up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he leaks these stories. He mm-hmm. tells Hannibal to do this.
Yes.
So that now the only challenge is, can I still kill when everyone in America hates me? So... Mm-hmm. Now,
yes.
It's
I got,
the only,
I got
know,
an idea.
Turns it
I got an idea
easy.
For a movie.
He was killing too easy. Now everyone hates
every
him.
Audience that saw him was like, "Oh, this is the most America's most beloved comic."
Exactly.
I'll laugh.
I got an
says.
Idea for a movie.
Let's
is,
hear it.
Is, so it's Bill Cosby now down and out in Philly, doing these bullshit bar shows. You know,
yes,
mm-hmm.
and he's killing, and people have forgotten who he is because of all of the assaults, and then Sandra Bullock. Who lives out in the suburbs with her millionaire husband that owns a bunch of Taco Bells. She adopts him.
Whoa.
And she brings him into her house. And
oh,
she's
I
like,
wonder
we're
how
gonna,
this ends.
Yeah, we're going to make this guy the best comic in the world. And then, you know, she's buying him pants or something. And somebody says something racist to him. And she has like a teary meltdown and
mm-hmm.
calls the police on the...
Yep.
The poor arrest. White woman that said something yeah. racist. And then they throw the poor white woman in jail. And then for some reason, that's a 3.5 hour long movie.
And then the guy's not that good, it turns out, anymore.
Yeah, right.
He only had a couple good seasons for the Ravines.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Orr?
Michael Orr, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't play. I think he went to the Panthers or some shit. I don't know. I stopped watching football.
That, I walked out of that movie.
I can't believe
the
you
blind
went
side?
Into it.
Yeah.
You went to the theaters
in
to
Detroit,
see it?
Yeah.
Why? Were you killing time?
Yeah, it was a 75-cent ticket.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I saw that in a movie called Frozen that was pretty good.
The
No. Different one. Came out years prior. This was like 8-9 years ago.
Okay. What was it about?
It's about three people. They go on a skiing trip. They like bribe the chairlift guy to let them go up on the mountain one last time before the park closes. And then, like, there's miscommunication. They get left halfway up the mountain on the chairlift.
Oh, fuck.
And then there's, like, a storm coming in, so the park's going to be closed for a week. So they're just stuck on the chairlift, and they have to decide. So the entire movie is just them on the chairlift.
Oh!
Whoa, scary. It's like that movie Open Water,
it's
but
it's exactly
skiing.
Like Open
Whoa,
Water.
Whoa, what the fuck do they do?
But no sharks.
If this were not recorded, I would just tell you, but I would encourage people to go watch that movie.
I want to know, though.
The smoke joint followed me on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
After I gave him that
shout I know
shout
what you're
out.
Doing. I know you. I see what you're doing. You mentioned a barbecue restaurant to get me to forget that I want to know the end of that movie.
No, I was thinking about it.
And it
worked. I forgot that people listen to this show. I just had a sudden moment of self-awareness that...
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That this
oh, so because the smoke joint followed you, that reminded you people listen and you won't spoil the Frozen.
Yeah. Okay. I don't care about you. I'll spoil it for you.
Yeah, I want to. It wouldn't be a spoiler. I want to know.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. Is that still a spoiler if you want to get spoiled? I don't think so. I think a spoiler is malice.
Spoiling
it.
Yeah.
There's malice behind the act of spoiling.
Why is a spoiler on a car called a spoiler? I never understood that.
That's a good question.
Is that related to some kind of fluid dynamics term?
Yes.
Spoiling?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Spoilers really do work, though, right? They make your car faster. They make it cooler, yeah. That's for sure.
It helps you get pussy, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. After you get a spoil on, you get a woman pregnant, and you spoil her pussy. Mm-hmm.
That's right. You
forever.
Take a shit.
That's why I call rape whistles spoiler alerts. Because, you know, when I hear one, I think, damn, she's having sex with a guy that's got a really cool car. What that lucky woman is.
That is true. Most
rapists
have spoilers. Getting
a hot chance to have sex with a cool, Integra-driving, you know, kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
Every car should have a spoiler. Why not?
I agree.
Yeah.
Damn.
Put her on a fucking
Taurus.
I want to
get followed by a barbecue restaurant on Instagram.
That's pretty
You know,
cool.
It's funny.
So
it's
they
funny
listen to Cumtown?
Like, movie terms are the opposite of car terms, you know, where it's like you got a spoiler, car spoiler, pretty cool. Movie spoiler, not cool.
Bad. What else?
Movie trailer, awesome.
Rules.
Yeah, I love a
I don't
movie
know,
trailer.
You have to see the whole movie?
90 seconds. A 90-second commercial for a movie.
Yeah, you got a trailer
my
on your car.
Thing.
Wow, what are you, homeless?
Yeah, boo.
Did you just get divorced?
Fuck you. You peasant.
You fucking
idiot. Poor bitch.
Nice U-Haul trailer.
Yes.
What are you doing, moving? Fucking idiot.
What are you moving or addicted to meth? Which one, bitch?
What, do you have an Android phone?
You had to move out of your apartment because everyone found out that you're an idiot.
And was downloading child porn on the apartment Wi-Fi.
Well, come on. Let's not go after Shane. He said it. We haven't mentioned him in a while.
Hey, man, her.
Oh, right.
You fucking piece of shit.
I guess. No, this is the year we take the pronouns back, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm actually playing, I'm doing the Take the Pronouns Back concert, benefit concert. It's a Christian rock and Christian comedy benefit concert to hurt trans people.
Take back the pronouns.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dixie Chicks. They're like, we're girls, not them.
They're trying to make up for their George W. Bush comments.
Right. And then there's a trans band called the Dixie Chicks. it's got the same name. Spelled a little different.
That's good.
Folks.
That's really good. With a Y. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Y at the end. Well, boys, fuck. We had an extensive show list of things to talk about.
Yeah.
How about
This is a really good burrito.
Yeah, the burritos really go off.
Should we do another business shout out so even get some more Instagram
Honestly,
followers?
Honestly, yes. Shout out to Lucha. They rock.
They do
dude.
A hell of a burrito.
Yo, get that breakfast chorizo.
It is $13. The breakfast burrito is amazing.
It'll suck your cock off.
Oh, I've never had the breakfast burrito.
It's so good. Yeah, the chorizo.
Throw a couple eggs in there, some
burrito.
Chorizo.
Every time I go there, I feel like the menu is limited, but every burrito I've had there
Yo,
has been
let me
great.
Finish my burrito.
No, you finished it by putting
I
it
didn't
down.
I just didn't want to eat on mic because people get mad.
Yeah, give it to me, Nick, so I can finish it.
No, I'm hungry, though.
Nick took first bite.
That is rude as hell.
Prima snack.
Prima snack.
You come to my apartment with food, I'm taking the first bite of it.
I do love the concept of Prima snack this. fuck yeah, dude. Damn, I want some good snacks.
God damn, that's a good burrito.
It really fucking is. The problem, and I would go get one normally if this was my old life, but not anymore, boys. Now I'm going home.
Well, you're going to have a new life pretty soon, dude. Once that birthday rolls around, me and Adam got a big surprise
What are
you
doing, man? What is it?
Oh,
Tell
you'll
me.
See.
Just,
It's two different presents.
It's two different presents,
we'll
but
it's
I don't
one
know,
from me
I don't
and
know
one from
if presents are correct, are the term I would
How about,
use.
How about this? Think somewhere in between Dante's car.
Okay.
You know, and a Pomeranian.
Yo, are you guys going to get me a bulldog?
No.
That would rule. Is it a fur coat?
It would be so cute if you had a bulldog
that
looked
exactly
kinda, like
you. Know, now I'm kind of mad we didn't get him a bulldog.
Yeah, we should have got him a bulldog. We can still change our minds.
We can. Well, I can.
You got yours, right?
Yeah, I already spent the money.
Are you guys getting fat suits?
No, no, we're not getting fat suits. It's getting actually, fat suits. It is. We'll talk about it on the show. It okay. That they're both very thoughtful and also mean gifts.
Yeah. It's only the kind of gift real friends who want to hurt your feelings could give you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to have a bulldog one day, dude. Just me and my fat ass bulldog.
A little bulldog with a tracksuit on.
Oh, 100%.
Wearing the same stock glasses.
Maybe glasses, yeah. That'd I don't be know. Cute. That would be cute.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's going to be awesome.
A lot of people look like their dogs, but I really don't look anything like my dog.
No.
My dog's muscular.
Yeah.
Yeah,
beautiful.
You look like one of those birds that got caught in an oil spill.
Yeah. Yeah,
like one of those.
Needs to be cleaned with a toothbrush.
Exxon Valdez bird ducks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get rubbed down by Dawn. I love how Dawn's always like, we're good. But
we
it's
clean
like,
ducks.
They definitely also make horrible chemicals.
Yeah, you're a chemical
right?
company. Yeah, it's S.C. Johnson, right?
S.C. Johnson.
That was the plot of Waterworld, is the bad guys live on the Valdez. The
I don't
smokers.
I've never seen Waterworld.
The plot was that there was no more land.
Oh, wait, is Waterworld the one where the
but
guy
But the
has
smokers
gills?
Are the bad guys. That was like the gay celebrity cause in the 90s was anti-smoking and also ending the death penalty.
Yes.
There are like a celebrity.
That's not gay. That's cool.
Well, obviously you should end the death penalty, but anytime celebrities fucking get up their own ass about we're changing the world.
Is that where Kevin Costner has gills?
Yeah.
There's that fake ass Robin.
Oh, those are supposed to be gills.
Yeah. What did you think they were?
I thought it was he had pussies on his neck.
Neck pussies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. The opening scene of that movie is that he drinks his own piss.
Yeah, which is like
nice.
So ridiculous because you could obviously put seawater in that machine and have it do
Yeah,
the
why
same
do you
thing?
Have to do it with piss? It's just as salty.
Yeah.
Well, he wants to conserve, man. You know?
Yeah,
zero footprint. Low fucker.
I kind of liked that movie when it came out.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
I was like 9 years old, though.
Yeah, you're stupid.
It was
I thought
the most
that
movie expensive
was bad.
Movie of all time.
I think we talked about it, but wasn't there a bootleg Robin Williams in there?
There is. You know what's also weird is that movie has the same exact plot as Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
There's not as many sexy bitches in it, though.
Fury Road is the inverse
They're trying
of
to find water.
Ah.
This one, they're trying to find land.
Yeah.
I feel bad
so
for the fat
Road
ladies.
Came second, I guess they're copying.
I feel bad for the fat ladies.
Fury Road is amazing. I'm going to fucking put on Fury Road again tonight.
Yo, you know
it's
what I watched?
Movie.
You know what's so funny is I got that 4K Blu-ray player and Fury Road was the first thing I bought and I watched it like 9 times. I'm like, yeah, that's why you get DVDs. 100%. You watch them over again. I have not watched a single one of these DVDs
the second time
other than Fury Road.
Fury Road goes off hard as shit. I got the projector back in the mix and I bought an even better one, Dab. And I was just watching Logan again.
Yeah, I got Logan. I might rewatch Logan twice.
Logan rocks.
We got to take a break and we'll be back in a second.
Oh. Yo, what's up, you motherfuckers? It's Stav and Adam.
Yeah.
Stretching our legs here.
We're the two sports fans on the podcast.
We're the sports boys. And guess what, bitch? We got a nice motherfucking way for you to enjoy the Super Bowl with BetDSI.com. Mm-hmm. Adam, these motherfuckers have been in business for over 20 years paying winners.
Woo!
Huh?
Yeah.
With a goddamn easy-to-use mobile playing interface, you fucking play, win, and get paid just like that off your phone. The same thing you beat off with. BetDSI, motherfucking has a great mobile app. You know, they offer live in-game wagering throughout the game. You know what I mean? You get a little buffalo wing. You're like, let me bang the under on this while I'm fucking doused in blue cheese. Me and Adam have been using it. We used it last week to bet on the Jags, who what did they do?
They covered,
baby. They
fucking
covered, bitch. Shouts out to Bortles, Bortles Mania. Now, did we lose on the Vikings? Yes, maybe we did. but whatever, man. Use BetDSI during the Super Bowl. Even if you don't like sports, you can bet on some like fun, goofy prop bets.
Yeah,
you know?
And they got some doozies up on BetDSI this week.
What do
week.
We got? Hit me with one of
okay.
them,
okay, will a player leave a game and not return due to concussion symptoms?
100.
We'll say yes.
Let's say yes. Plus 120. That's not bad.
Plus 120. Is that... Okay. That's easy money.
Easy money, bitch.
Sav and I. Tom Brady announced retirement after the game. Must be shown on broadcast.
No, won't.
Total number of Donald Trump tweets. They have over under 2.5.
I'm taking the under.
Yeah, me too.
He will congratulate the Patriots because they are boys.
Yeah,
unfortunately, so root against them. Any player take a knee during the national anthem? Probably not. That's the kind of shit we're talking about, baby. And we're probably going to bang the Eagles just because we fuck with them.
Let's go.
Six.
Yeah, Eagles are getting six.
Yeah.
So enjoy, guys. Listen, use BetDSI during the Super Bowl, during all your gambling needs, and check them out for sure.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
And make sure when you go there, use promo code CUM25 and get a free $25 wager on the house and a 200% extra bonus on your deposit.
Ooh.
So CUM25, free wager, start winning today. Thanks, guys. And we're back.
And we're back, bitch. Woo!
We're back. We're back,
Jimmy.
On, what?
Oh, I thought you were doing your Jimmy Stewart.
I was doing my James Dean.
I'm James Dean.
You guys like that, James Dean?
That's good, yeah. Is that for him from Hell?
Rebel.
That's what he sounds like now that he's in Hell.
Oh, here I am, a sweet James Dean.
It's me, James Dean.
It's me, James Dean. Everybody loves me, it's me, James Dean. Everybody's favorite actor in the world, it's me, James Dean.
Hell yeah.
You guys like Brando Cosby?
Brando Cosby, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I made him an offer he could refuse.
I will rape
Yeah, so we drank a shit ton of liquid codeine.
Oh, yeah, we're on lean. Yeah. We're throwed, motherfucker.
This is
going
to be a
shit,
chopped
dude?
And screwed episode.
I have done lean.
It's great.
I love it.
That
dude.
Shit is fucking,
I fucking
awesome.
Love it.
I can't do it because my Fredo Santana just died.
R.I.P. Fredo.
Yeah, R.I.P. Brandon's bit about...
Yeah. Nah, he'll do that for another...
Oh, he's going to ride out
three
this
or four
day.
Years. Yeah.
I would love to be addicted to liquid codeine.
Yeah, dude, you can get there.
DJ
yeah.
Screw died from it,
you
too.
Will at some point. It'll shift. Now you're an exercise boy. At a certain point, you'll get into something. You just get into things. And I feel
right.
like codeine, you will get into it.
Do you get fat from
yes,
lean?
Yes, big
yeah,
time.
You get fat. Because
you're always drinking it with scissor. You're always drinking it with Sprite and John.
Right,
Rangers.
You're drinking like sugar.
Yeah.
Constantly.
God, that's a great
I'm
life.
Drinking fucking McDonald's sweet and sour sauce and liquid codeine.
Yes. I can't wait to be.
They call that the
older
good
shit.
Pussy juice, you know. We were saying that me and Stav had the theory that the pussy tastes better. If it's...
Well, I don't know that it's me and you.
Stav
I think
had
it's
this
just
idea.
You. Actually, you yeah. were doing this bit
what
off
is
mic.
It?
then...
Wait, I want to hear
the non-consensual pussy's got a sweeter flavor to the lips. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
not really on the tongue. That's indecipherable.
No, it was not me. Nice
you know,
try.
You know the taste on the lips, like a clove cigarette. When you, mm-hmm. when you're like, what is that? Yeah, the forbidden pussy's got yeah. a little sweet and sour sauce tinge to it.
I only like conscious pussy. Thank you. Only pussy that listens
conscious?
To common.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say yeah.
yeah.
Pussy wearing a backpack.
Yeah.
and a dashiki.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'd fuck a pussy wearing a dashiki. I don't know what that would look
was
like.
Is Dasha's name short for dashiki?
yeah. Yes, it is. As a matter
yep.
of fact, it is.
In Russian culture, they name you after the hat the first guy who fucked you was wearing.
Right.
When you lost yeah. your
virginity. I was saying for her
yeah,
acting
that's why
career.
Her middle name is Koofy.
yeah.
I was saying for her acting career, Dasha should start doing blackface and change her name to D'SHA.
That's really good.
Dasha?
Yeah.
Well, she might get a better, you know, that might not be good, though, because, you know, they're not paying people. Monique,
yeah, I got.
She's only getting $500K from Netflix, or that was their offer?
Yeah, they said to her $1 a pound.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. I'm just sad
we're gonna,
to see.
We're going to do it like the circus does.
$500,000 is great.
Well, not when fucking,
not
know,
when you're a star.
Louis getting, or whoever, Chappelle's getting, Chappelle what, 20
got,
mil?
I think 40
Amy
million.
Amy got, like,
yeah.
fucking... Amy Schumer got what 15?
Yeah, those
mil?
Are both like huge celebrities.
I know.
Nobody knows.
Monique
remembers who
isn't
the fuck.
As big.
I'm with you. I'm
Monique's,
just saying.
Monique's like on the same level as like Eddie Griffith.
Yeah,
superstars.
She's a novelty.
Superstars out of this
yeah,
world.
No,
superstars?
Nobody fucking gives a
no,
shit.
No, I know what you're saying,
Monique.
But she's mad about them, and I'm just mad because you know she's an alumnus of the Parkers,
mm-hmm.
which is one of my favorite UPN shows. I wanted to fuck her daughter, who fluctuated in weight a lot, and it
so
turns out it was a thyroid problem
oh.
that she had.
I never
that.
Fucked with that show.
The Parkers?
Mr. Ogilvy, right? He's like real gay or something, but she's trying to fuck him, I think.
What was yeah. the one with Faison Love? What was that? Family something? What was the name of that one?
I don't remember.
Remember there was that Fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like that
House
shit.
Of Pain?
House of Pain.
Oh, yeah. House of
Tyler
Pain.
Tyler Perry's
yeah.
House
yeah.
of Pain.
Yeah, they would shoot like 8 in a day.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They would...
Wait, no, hold on, hold on. I don't know if it was House of Pain. Fizz on Love might have been on that, but I'm thinking of a different show that was on in the 90s.
Oh, no, that's not House of Pain.
No,
House
no,
of Pain
yeah,
is...
That was 2000.
That's yeah, T-Pain's
yeah.
show.
Yeah, no. I was thinking of some show that was on in the 90s. Fuck. I'm going to have to
Let
pull up my phone.
Let me fuck your pussy.
Do you remember the movie Major Pain?
Yes,
of
course.
Yeah, of course.
That movie
rocked. Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just abusing children, I think.
Yeah, it's great.
Damon Wayans.
I love seeing kids, you know,
Yo,
get back
I was watching the
adult.
Wayans Brothers show.
I used to love that
shit
show.
Shit rules, dude.
Yeah.
It's so...
We're brothers.
Yeah. We're fine.
No,
yeah.
The Parenthood. That was the name of the show.
Parenthood!
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Damn. He was on that show? That was
yep.
Faison Love?
Yeah, that
oh,
was...
Oh, he was the uncle, right. Yeah,
that was
yeah.
a great show.
Wasn't that... Who's that guy? The black guy with a mustache. What the fuck is his name?
Robert Townsend.
Yes, Robert Townsend yeah. rules, dude. He was on the Young Comedian special, the Rodney Dangerfield one. That
yeah.
shit rocks. You guys should watch that shit.
What did Faison Love go to jail for recently?
I'm gonna guess tax evasion.
Yeah.
Because every you know, guy
mm-hmm.
that makes money. No. Mm-hmm. A lot of celebrities just forget that they have to pay taxes. The old Snipe, the old Wesley Snipes problem. Who else? I feel like somebody else did that.
Love was born Langston Faison Santusima.
Santusima?
Santusima, yeah.
That's a tight name, bro.
Well, he's Cuban.
That's tight.
He is?
He's an Afro-Latino?
He's Afro-Cuban?
Yeah. Well, wow. No, his dad was in the Navy.
Oh.
So he fucked a Cuban lady?
Yeah.
She hit
Guantanamo
him over
Bay?
Raft.
What were they up to in Guantanamo before torture? You think it was like a chill,
yeah,
dude. Chill
surfing.
Zone?
Surfing.
They would read Hemingway.
Eating Cubano
yeah, yeah,
sandwiches.
Yeah. Yes, yeah,
getting the pickles
cigars.
Off
because
fuck pickles. Yeah. That's my take. Fuck pickles.
Oh shit! You remember Don't Be a Menace?
Yeah. Hell yeah! Don't
yeah.
Be a Menace.
Such
rocked.
A funny movie.
Yeah, and
I love
gonna...
that party, and then it's like that slow pan, and everyone's kind of like dancing, and they're like grinding, and then there's just two people fucking.
Yeah. Oh fuck! I love the Wayans brothers.
Yeah. Well, good night, everybody.
So we talked about Monique. What about Jeff Bezos?
I don't know if we really
chance.
Did talk about
What
Monique.
About
Dr.
Larry Nassar?
If we found out that Monique got paid less than Bill Cosby did for that bar show in Philly.
I did fuck Monique from Baltimore. Salute.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yep. Me and her on the Mount Rushmore of Baltimore stand-up comedy. Me, her... Sonny Fuller.
Tommy Simbazo.
Tommy Simbazo.
Sonny Fuller's
four.
Funny, though.
Sonny Fuller's funny as shit.
The rest of the comics that were named aren't, but...
I fuck with Tommy, though. He's a good dude.
No, I meant you and Monique.
Oh, what?
Yeah, but then also Tommy.
Monique is funny, dude.
Yeah.
She does this whole thing about skinny bitches, and it's just... I can't really describe it, but it's good.
I remember just seeing Sonny at a mic one time, and he's talking about... Some bitch whose hands smell like pennies. It's like, you know how fucking bad pennies smell?
Yeah, Sonny rules, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the pictures he would put up on MySpace of just him selling
yeah.
crack.
Yeah.
Like back in his selling crack days. Allegedly.
He had the those
no
headshots, right?
This.
With the
no,
caution
No, that's Tommy.
Tape?
That's to- We've talked about that.
Tommy
Tommy's
did.
Got the
yeah,
caution.
Yeah.
But shouts out to Tommy. He's funny. He fucks. He's over in... He's over in Dubai doing shows for the Prince.
For the
Dubai,
Prince,
more
not
like
the troops?
Bye-bye.
Yeah, for the Prince.
More like bye-bye.
I don't know. They're doing like a murder mystery show overseas for the troops.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's a murder mystery series?
They kill a troop.
Know. Yeah, they kill.
They cover up a sexual assault.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much better would a Full Metal Jacket been if they all had sex with Pyle in his bunk?
That
Instead
be,
of just beating him with soap.
It would be
soap,
a much better
That's
movie.
All it takes is you get beat with soap one time and you got to kill yourself.
Well, he was clearly a bitch.
Well, you kill yeah. the you kill the drill sergeant and then yourself.
God damn it, Pyle. Can't you at least get sexually assaulted first?
Let the boys bust a couple nuts.
Wait, what is the Steers and Queers from Full Metal Jacket or is it from another movie? I've had this argument before.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I've never
only,
seen Full Metal
only
Jacket.
Only two things come out of Oklahoma, Steers and Queers.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Is that Full Metal Jacket?
I believe so, but I don't know. I've said that because I guess it is.
Is it someone else? Oh, I forget. Whatever. Never mind. That was my contribution.
Nice, man.
That movie is weird because it's like two different movies. That's pretty cool.
If you could be gay or a bull, which
yeah,
would
it's
you
like
pick?
That. It's like that Queen song.
What?
You know, the, like We Will Rock You.
Fat Bottom Girls.
No, and then
Fat Bottom.
We
boys.
Are the Champions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But the beginning is. Mm-hmm. There's two different songs, and they always just play them back to back.
Danny suck my penis, lick my butt.
Bohemian Rhapsody is like a lot of different songs.
Not Bohemian Rhapsody.
You got come on your face. I fucked your mother named Grace.
That's also a song about Adam.
Sucking your penis all over the place.
I fucked a woman named Grace?
Yeah.
Can you imagine having sex with a woman named Grace?
Yeah, I can.
That'd be terrible.
I think it'd be cool, actually.
I don't think so. She just doesn't take her big pearl necklace off the whole time.
Dude. She's got a frilly ass collar on.
Yeah. I had sex with a woman named Grace.
Really?
Yeah.
Chinese Grace?
Well, yeah, well, she had like a Chinese
what that
name,
pussy like? Like?
Yeah, so her real
Korean
name was like,
Chun
Wow.
Yeah. She had a Korean name, but Grace was her English.
The half the Asian names are just the Doppler effect. Yeah, we name our daughter after standing outside the highway waiting to get picked up by pickup truck to be brought to factory. We hitchhike from field where our daughter was born.
Yo, you know
they named her after sound of bus go by.
You know, like Chinese restaurant cooks, like they all like get bussed over to random ass fucking towns.
Yeah, I told you this.
No, I listened to an NPR story about
well,
it.
Well, I told you it after living with...
Well,
with
I forgot about your dumbass, boring story. And
my
I
fucking good
from
story about
no,
being
I was,
the Jane
clearly
Goodall
wasn't memorable
of the
enough.
Chinese.
Clearly wasn't memorable That's true. Listen, I'm not taking anything away from your ethnographic work. I'm just saying.
Dude, I was on safari for years.
You were in the bamboo safari, dude.
Yeah. Just wearing a fucking pith helmet.
No, you're wearing one of those.
And how was your day, ping pong? They're like, please stop talking.
I'm Eric. My name is Eric.
My name's Dan Nguyen. I'm a financial advisor at Chase Manhattan.
fuck. Here's a conversation that I was having with my friend Pete, who just moved in. Shouts out to PDZ, me, Pete, Eldest, Ryan, holding it down. If you had to rank the types of Asian cuisines,
yes.
What, you know, we got Chinese, Vietnamese, Japanese, Korean.
Those are East Asian. Do you throw in Indian food?
Ooh,
or
interesting.
Thai food?
Thai, obviously.
Thai
I guess
Southeast.
Indian. I guess India.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's a little wild
you
card.
You got to mix it up, dude.
What's your ranking?
I go at the top.
Top.
Japanese,
because they got sushi and they got fucking ramen.
Yeah, and they have like yakitori.
Yakiniku.
Yeah.
Which is bootleg Korean barbecue. All
right, let's not get too racist on the show.
That's the real word for it, dude.
Yakiniku. I know these are all fake
yakiniku,
words.
Dude.
Yeah,
don't
I
make
mean,
fun of their culture that
I
much.
Actually, for Christmas, I got the Morimoto.
Morimoto Sakushaki?
Yeah, that's book. Why you're so desperate to say all these words you literally just learned.
I didn't say he said it.
No,
I know yakiniku, bitch, because that's a Japanese-Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
So I learned it when I was over there.
Damn. We should go to K-Town tonight and get a little barbecue.
I'm not going tonight.
K-Town sucks in Manhattan. I think it's cool in Flushing.
I'll go to Flushing.
That's interesting because that's what they say about you, Adam. Mm-hmm.
That I'm cool in
you
Flushing?
You suck in Manhattan.
No, that you suck.
And people flushing their penis, using your ass like a toilet and flushing their cum down.
That's why they call it Flushing, Queens. Because it's the headquarters of Kohler.
That's right.
That's a German toilet company.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
nice. Also, fuck.
Shout out to Germany.
Yeah, they did some cool stuff historically speaking.
I kind of want to go to Berlin.
Nah, fuck Germany. I'm not going there. Fucking schnitzel.
I said no. I want to go to Berlin.
I know. I'm saying fuck that.
Yeah, stop. Won't let you.
Yeah, you can't go.
I'm
you
not going.
To go stop. I want to go to Berlin too. Apparently, it's really tight.
Yeah, let's go to Berlin.
Apparently, it's pretty cheap still.
Yeah, it's cheap, and then also people fuck there. That's why Stav doesn't
want
to go.
Oh, wait. Because
he's not. There's not
a
guy.
Of fucking
he's not
drugs.
A guy like us that has sex.
Yeah. First of all, I'm sex Stavros.
You're not sex.
We should go to
sex Stavros.
We should go to that techno club.
No, we're not going to the Berghain.
I'm dark,
or
Nick.
We're
going
to go to Berghain.
Dark Nick.
Yeah, dude, I'm Nega Nick.
What was that? What?
Nega Nick? Like Nega Duck.
Nice.
Oh.
Nega Duck, who's Darkwing Ducks.
I remember.
Yeah.
I know.
I
just want you to say it again.
The version of Darkwing Duck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, they really got close with that
Yo,
one.
They really did.
Wow.
They were on that tightrope.
That's like when people are like, actually, this children's show has a lot of jokes for adults.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's one of them.
For a very specific kind of adult.
Yeah, like Winnie the Pooh. I just got a friend named Tigger. That's a joke for adults. Children don't get that one, but us adults, we sure as shit get that one.
Yeah. That's a good bit for that's a hack black comics bit.
Uh-huh.
The one he jumps the most, you know, he's like the most athletic,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Extra bone.
Mm-hmm.
I always was confused. I always thought Tony the Tiger and the Exxon Tiger were the same guy.
Whoa. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
They did used to have a bootleg Tony the Tiger.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. Because people were complaining about this. I posted that picture of Tony the Tiger fucking another tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, isn't his dick tip blue? And it's like,
first of all, it's in the ass.
It's in the ass. So shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Check.
Don't come at me on Instagram with these bullshit
horseshit
queries. But on top of that, I'll venture to say, anytime you see Tony the Tiger without a blue dick tip on DeviantArt, you're actually looking at the Exxon Tiger.
Oh, that's how you tell the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Wait, did the Exxon Tiger have nothing blue about it?
I think he had a yellow penis.
Interesting. Interesting.
I don't think the penis was probably in the t-shirt. But you could
soft ass dick telling you to buy gas. You just gotta live.
You could write maybe.
Yeah, is this the to go mart?
You could write a letter to the CEO of
Exxon Valdez.
Yeah,
dear CEO of Exxon Mobil.
No,
my
shit.
Name is Stavros Halbertson.
Look how much more jacked he is. The Exxon Tiger.
Oh fuck, he seems more badass.
He's a fucking daddy.
But he was like the mini mart logo, right? He wasn't like the gas logo. He was like the shopping part.
The shopping, yeah, but also remember there was Exxons where the pumps had pump covers that were like tiger tails.
But they were real tigers though.
Yeah, yeah. Those were taxidermied tiger tails.
Yeah.
They're illegal from Africa.
Oh fuck yeah, he's an interesting tiger. He has more stripes than Tony for sure.
He doesn't have the scarf.
He would probably top Tony.
The bandana.
If I had to guess, he would top Tony.
Don't talk shit on Tony.
I think Exxon. Oh man, the first thing is Exxon Tiger versus Tony the Tiger. Oh fuck, here's one of them kissing. Nice.
Thank you, internet.
Yeah, his nose is like pink. So
he's probably got a pink dick.
His dick is normal. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here's a picture.
That's what I said, man.
Yeah, he's more orange than Tony. Tony's a little yellower.
But there's none of them fucking, unfortunately.
Well, if any of the fans want to get on that for us,
I think for sure Tony would bottom.
Oh,
why?
Yeah,
because of the scarf.
Well, the Exxon Tiger, he's been out on the oil rigs
exactly
for months.
So
Tony's
fucking
just fucking around
cereal
with cereal and taking care of the children.
You know how much rougher his hands are? the Exxon Mobil guy? He's been lifting shit.
Right.
Although, maybe he goes the other way and he wants to get fucked.
Man,
take his mind off
the funniest gay DeviantArt porn is the one that's drawn in pencil on paper and
scanned in.
Yeah. Yeah,
at
like,
the public library.
Imagine you're a man with like a fucking, you know, your home business, and your son's like, "Dad, can I use the scanner in your office?" Like, I don't know, Michael. What do you need to use the scanner for? I did need to use it for something. If I could use it, please.
What's the most predominant one? Is it Sonic and Tails?
Yeah,
I would say so.
I just need to upload another one of my Sonic drawings.
There's got to be a drawing where all of Tails' tails are dicks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, John. Yeah, it's Michael. I'm going to have to put you on hold for a minute here. My son needs to use the scanner in my office, and I don't need to leave the room, but I don't want to be in here when it's done. Yeah, I'll call you back in 15 minutes. No, it's the younger one. No, the older one's, he's varsity. He's fine.
Yeah.
The older one is normal. I had to buy condoms for him last week. It's the younger one. Yeah, I think my wife tried to douche out that load with Lysol. And it got...
His name is Lysol.
It bleached him.
She tried to. It bleached the cum, and that's why he's like this. We can't buy regular cereal anymore because he'll start coming to the mascot. We found a drawing of the Lucky Charms guy, and he had a cock ring with all of the different charms on it in his room. Okay. No, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. He's just going to use the scanner. Thank you, Dad, for him to use the scanner. I'll be quick to use the scanner. It's a drawing I made for my friend online. Yeah, that's great that you have friends now, buddy. So just make sure to wash your hands before you touch any of the buttons. Thanks.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's a fun little sketch.
That's a fun guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't wait to have a son, a firstborn masculine child.
Yeah. Your cum definitely only produces retard.
No way.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're going to have the most fucked up kid.
I have
thick,
the most retarded kids ever.
Yeah. No way, dude. You're gonna have inbred Jew cum.
No, I'm just going to have gay.
Stav's going to have some like extremely wheelchaired kid that fucking
absolutely
is hooked
not
up to machines that beep all the time.
Absolutely not.
One of those like, St. Jude's kids.
Is it just me or do a lot of comics have retarded kids?
I think like just a couple, but
okay,
they really stand out.
Yeah. Never mind. Sorry. My son is going to be so gay. It's going to be so annoying.
Yeah. Well, I have beautiful genetic stock. I'm going to be fine. A lot of genetic variants. Fucking Mullen's basically all inbred Irish bullshit. You're you're all a fucked up Jew. You know?
Nick's son's going to be born drunk.
Yeah, he will
he's
be.
He's
going to
have
sure.
FAS and his mom won't even drink the entire time.
He gave himself FAS.
He's been drinking.
This for leftover in your jizz from years of alcoholism.
Yeah.
That whiskey-soaked fucking load.
Yeah.
No, I'll probably never have kids. I'm going to die alone.
Yeah,
miserable.
For sure. You should never have
Dasha
kids.
Dasha was telling me she really
terrible.
Wants a gay kid, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to like take baths with him and stuff just so like he's not attracted to women at
that's
all.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I was like,
that is going to just be a really fucked up straight guy.
Daddy.
He's going to get eldest, basically.
Yeah. My mom took baths with me until I was 18.
It's going to be a guy that kills women.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not how you make gay people.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's going to bring her friends over to show their yucky pussies at 13.
Look at this picture.
What is it? Is it a guy sucking off Tony?
No, it's just some fucking some fat guy.
It's a fat guy that's selling like an Exxon statue that he collected.
Yeah, 9 foot tall Esso Tiger.
But just look at this guy's body.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
My man looking like an off-season mall Santa Claus.
You know my guy's got the best workshop.
What's this fam look like a snack thing that people keep saying?
Oh, no, it's idea. Just saying that someone looks cute is like they look like
what?
A snack. Yeah.
That's old. Aren't they making fun of people used to say shit like that? Isn't
that
ironic again?
It's just now it's people are doing it ironically.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just to say someone's cute.
Yeah, if someone looks like a snack.
Looking like an MF snack.
Yes, of course, for sure. I'm always looking like a damn snack. I always look like the fucking... the little glass shelves underneath, like I'm at the movie theater next to the fucking.
You're looking like a box of Milk Duds.
I'm looking like a fucking some Twizzler. I got a Twizzler for you, bitch.
Hey, stop! I got a question. Are you pita chips and hummus?
Pito chips,
huh?
Are you pita chips?
Adam,
and hummus?
Adam, see pita chips again?
Yeah,
because you're looking like a snack.
Yeah, thank you. That's good.
Are you baby carrots?
Yes.
And ranch. Dressing?
Mm-hmm. That's your dick and ranch dressing.
Because you're looking like a snack.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing. I have been working out 3 days in a row. So
have you?
I'm pretty fucking
jacked. Oh, yeah. The guy that booked me on the Israel show is like, he's like, do you know how often Stav goes to Planet Fitness Astoria? I'm
oh,
like, why?
No.
He's like, because I've seen him there like once, but I don't know.
I'm there all the time. It's different. It's weird hours.
Yeah,
I don't
have
a schedule,
off
but I'm there
hours,
a lot.
Probably when he's at work, right?
Probably when you're at work, you know? Brainwashing fucking children.
No, he's
against,
chill, dude. He's chill.
Against
his politics are good. Shout out to my guy.
Whatever,
but,
man.
But, yeah. They
I'm
put
trying
a
to be
lot
on
of,
Greek TV
speaking
now.
Speaking of looking like a snack, they put a... about
you were looking
4
like,
inches of
you
makeup
were looking
on
like Liberace,
me.
Dude.
I looked pretty ridiculous.
You look like a fucking weatherman.
This Spanish lady did my makeup, and she did give me a couple of great compliments, too.
Like what?
She's like, I just want to tell you, you have incredible eyebrows. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know that's something
that's nice.
You could have
I guess
good
they're pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then afterwards, she's like, I'm like, all right, goodbye. And she's like, no. You don't want me to take your makeup off. I was like ready to walk out the studio looking like fucking psycho.
Did you kiss her?
No, but she did kind of put her boobs in my face a couple times when she was doing my makeup.
I love that.
And I think it was deliberate, yeah.
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 You should have fucked her, dude.
She was being real nice. No, yeah. I couldn't do it, dude. I'm in a committed relationship.
Were you hard? Did she put her boobs in your face? Be honest.
No, but I did get kind of a little ASMR-y kind of shit. It's like in a very similar way to getting your hair shampooed.
Getting your ass fucked?
Yeah, and your ass
a very similar way.
I don't know what it is about getting my ass fucked, but every time I do it, I get ASMR
it sets
tingles.
Off my ASMR. Yeah. It tingles in that and my fucking
I get
prostate.
Just, spinal ASMR tingles every time I...
when I get my back blowed out.
Every time I just... just a big, giant...
Nick, does that happen to you when you get fucked in the ass?
No, sorry. I'm responding to Instagram DMs.
Come on, dude.
This is part of the show, dude.
What did you say?
Are you ignoring it?
No, not me ignoring it, but I mean, we have a responsibility to the fans.
Good. That was a good ASMR little...
why I wanted to ask Nick if he ever did that.
What does ASMR stand for? Extremely mentally retarded.
See, that's why we needed you in there, bud.
All right, well, if you'll excuse me, I'll be back to my DMs.
All right, I'll see you later.
Oh, fuck, dude. I took these fucked up pills, like these fucked up...
What kind of pills?
Over the internet? No, over the internet, like Indian Adderall that
why
a homie gave me. And I feel fucking fucked up and weird right now.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
It hasn't made me feel alert. I just feel weird.
Like you're on meth or something?
Not really.
It's methy?
I have like a weird feeling going on. I don't feel good.
It makes you feel like sick?
I have kind of a headache.
Queasy?
Not even queasy. I don't know exactly how to describe it. It's just like right before Adderall would kick in, the feeling. Uh-huh. Like I'm kind of on edge, but I'm not focusing
on
anything.
Nervous.
Man, I really want to get high this week now that I have the apartment
to
myself.
Yeah, you told me you were going to buy...
I didn't see that guy. The guy.
Are we going to have a weed party?
No, I like
smoking... I can call my weed guy right now.
I like smoking weed alone.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, dude, what a fucking asshole.
A fucking
did you
loser.
Hear that?
Yeah, he sucks.
Nick? Jesus.
Why don't we do a fucking get fucking stoned app this weekend?
No, that'll be terrible.
We get high as shit.
No, I did a couple of episodes when I had smoked beforehand.
Yeah.
Remember that? I had that little weed week.
That was Andre's Steakhouse, man.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Bro,
dude,
let's get
weed
fucking,
is good for you,
listen,
Nick.
How about this?
Yeah, but I have to be alone.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I do, dude. It's like Mozart.
It's like we're going
You're
through
wearing
his
a powdered
notes
wig.
And we're like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
No mistakes. It's perfect.
I never knew someone could say slurs so flawlessly.
Yeah. A deaf Tony the Tiger named Noni the Niger.
There you go, dude.
Yeah, dude. You just gotta tap into the weed mindset.
That's just you thinking about weed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. How about this? You'll get regular high.
I love Noni the Niger. People are like, excuse me? You know,
deaf.
From Frosted Flakes.
I'll take an edible. I'll get insanely fucked up.
I hate those shits, dude. They're terrible.
It'll be funny. And you'll be the only sober one, Adam.
I can now have like 2 hits. I've worked my way back up.
You'd be great is like if they made edibles where it's like weed that's inside of a girl's brain, and when she sucks your dick, it gets you high.
That would be awesome.
The downside would be that it would kill the woman to do the surgery to do that to her. But
okay.
I'm willing to allow that to happen.
Wait, it would kill her before you got
because your penis has to touch her brain.
So they replace her brain with weed, and then she sucks your dick, and when you come, it creates a vacuum that sucks the weed into your dick, and then that rips out her spine and. She experiences horrific pain.
Wow.
And it kills her. Mm-hmm. But
that
you get but I think the British are coming, dude. You know what I'm saying? And that's a real bong hit transplant.
Okay, well what if that was the only way you could smoke weed, would you?
Of course.
All right.
I know Adam would.
Yeah, he doesn't care about women.
He doesn't care about women.
I wouldn't.
Me, I care about women up until it's convenient for me to not care about women.
I care all the time.
Do you?
He stopped cares too much.
You know, while
I care too
asleep?
Much. Even when I'm asleep, I
care about
even
while they're asleep. I care about women in business. You know.
Yes.
Let's make deals, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's exclude people. I like women are better at business because they're cattier and spiteful.
Yep. That's true.
that's like what makes business fun.
Yeah.
It's fucking people over yep. and talking
yeah,
shit about
calling
them
someone
back.
Poor behind his back.
yeah. yeah.
Making fun of the guy who sends his child to public school.
Right. Why would you want a fucking Indian CEO who goes on stage wearing sandals? You know?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
I know.
Give me a bitch.
Give me a mean girl.
In the words of Mike Tyson, like a powerful type of bitch, like the president of a CEO company.
That's my favorite part of that documentary.
Yeah, actually, it's my favorite part of that documentary, and you only liked it after I said it.
That's not true. Shut up.
Oh, fuck.
That part is so funny. What are you talking about?
Like the president of a CEO company.
Yeah. I got tenacity. I'm ferocious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. He's a good guy. Definitely not a rapist.
Yeah, I mean, he raped at the right time, I guess, socially.
Yeah, and he's not sorry about it or anything, right?
That's what that Taylor Swift album's about, right?
It's about Mike Tyson and Robin Givens.
Was that 1989?
I think it was in the
90s. It was in the 90s. 89 was when he lost to Buster Douglas.
Then what, 92?
Is that 89?
Because it was my birthday. The day
when
I was
born.
Born
mm-hmm. Was the day February Tyson 11th. Lost?
Yep.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I very vividly.
I remember there. I was there. My mom gave birth at the fight. That's why I remember.
At the fight. Mm-hmm. On the mat.
Yep.
In mm-hmm. the ring. That's why he lost.
Yep.
And as soon as Stav's parents lost all the money they brought over from Greece betting on that fight.
Yep, it's true. Yeah.
They lost all their drachmas
all their
at that
drachmas.
Fight.
Yeah. Oh, I guess Adam knows what the money is called in Greece.
Interesting.
Looks like little dictionary boy got his last tidbit in right at the end of the episode.
Actually, that's not what the money is called in Greece. The money is called the euro.
Originally, though, it was called the drachmi.
Thank you.
Drachma.
All right, and that's the end of the episode.
Wait. Yeah. Everyone listen to the fucking Patreon if you don't already. We do double the damn motherfucking episodes.
Oh, yeah. We got a website now, too.
Do we?
I guess sort of launched, but... No, what I'm going to do
is... No,
it
hasn't launched yet.
Okay. Well, we should probably plug that at the beginning rather than the end.
Yeah.
But
and then,
a lot of people, I guess I don't know why we didn't think to do that, but there's two episodes every week. If you like this show, you want another episode. What? I haven't confirmed it yet,
okay.
But no, there's fucking shit. God damn it, why'd you have to ask me that question?
Sorry, dude, I was just wondering.
Patreon, there's two episodes a fucking week.
Right.
One
you
is free, and one is paid with a $5
subscription. We're not searchable on Patreon because it's adult content, so you gotta either go to Google and type in Cumtown Patreon, or go to patreon.com/Cumtown. You subscribe, it gives you a personalized RSS link, you add that to whatever podcast player you use, and then you get the additional episode a week. We also have like video content that goes up on there, and then we are going to be launching a website soon where subscribers will have like added, you know, perks as far as, well, that depends on like what I can figure out with
but right now, just for right now,
right,
we
got for now, yeah, yeah,
free,
yeah.
Double the apps and a whole fucking backlog, so mm-hmm. if you want more, come
yeah,
subscribe
yeah,
to
yeah there's like 70 episodes on there.
Yeah.
All right, thanks guys.